It's a bit of a transition time for both the athletic department and the university. You guys are looking for a new athletic director. At the same time, a new president is coming to take over this summer. On top of that, also looking for a men's basketball coach as well. For you as an interim athletic director, how difficult is it to kind of keep things moving in the direction the department needs to move, despite maybe some of the uncertainty that faces the department right now?
I think really, you know, when you talk about an academic year in the athletic, you know, relations to the athletic department, you know, things are planned out. So really, in my role as interim, it's just been carrying out, you know, what was planned for the year. So not many major changes, you know, just in terms of scheduling or contests, you know, all those types of things. The budget was planned in advance. So really, it was just carrying out what was planned for the year. But I think, as you had said, with the new president coming, I think, you know, now we're starting to talk about, you know, charting a new course potentially for the university and then what role athletics will play, you know, in that. So I think with the new president coming in July and whoever may be the new athletic director, I think there'll be some serious conversations about, you know, what UD Athletics is going to look like in the future, you know, under President Asanas's, you know, leadership.
Have you gotten a bit of a sense from President Asanas where he'd like to take UD Athletics at this point?
The sense I get is he values athletics, understands it's an important part of the overall mission of the university, and it's also a very visible component of the university. So I think he's very very interested in seeing us having successful athletic programs that represent the university well, because, again, a lot of times we get a lot of attention because of our athletic programs. So the sense I get is that has an expectation that our programs will excel. I think an expectation that our student-athletes should be students and athletes that represent the university both in the classroom as well as on the competitive fields.
The first piece of this is obviously getting a full-time athletic director. Is a sense of where things stand with that search and how soon that piece of the puzzle may be put into place?
I would say we would anticipate having a new athletic director ready to go by the first of June. I think they're in the final stages right now of identifying that person and then, you know, getting that person here and, you know, getting them going.
Are you still interested in that position?
You know, I signed up to be the interim, you know, and again, I was, you know, asked to do that, and I was happy to do that. And through the course of, you know, fulfilling the responsibilities, I was asked to, you know, if I had an interest in pursuing it, and I decided to. But again, I've been at the university for 15 years. You know, I enjoy the university, and I'm also, you know, fortunate that I have faculty rank. And if it's not me, I'm, you know, prepared to go back to my faculty position, which I, you know, thoroughly enjoy as well.
For you, how interesting has this been to be in this position and kind of have an opportunity to work in it and see what you can learn from actually being in the position for a period of time?
You know, it's I've kind of prided myself as a faculty member. I've been very applied in my research and a lot of consulting work that I've done over the years. So I was prepared in some sense for the position that I have an applied background. But I think, you know, a lot of things, the day-to-days of the decision-making and all the variables that go into the decision have been, you know, an interesting learning experience that, again, would be great to take back and share, you know, in the classroom with students.
The other piece, obviously, as we mentioned earlier, is the men's basketball coach. How large a concern is there that by having to take some extra time waiting for the athletic director position to be filled, that it puts the basketball program a little bit behind the eight ball in terms of bringing in a coach and then that coach actually hitting the ground and getting running?
You know, again, I think we're going to get a great coach. There's a lot of interest in the program, and I've been working with our search firm that I think we vetted candidates that are, you know, number one, interested in the position, number two, we feel are a good fit for the university. And so whoever gets named athletic director, then, you know, we've done the homework for that individual that we'd like to think we get a you know, person hired rather quickly. And yes, you know, it's in terms of the, you know, not having any recruits this year, that's a challenge. But I think we're going to get a good coach, and I think we're doing it the right way. And I think, you know, everything's here for our basketball program to be successful. And I think that's the expectation for that person coming in. And everyone I speak to feel that, you know, it's a hidden gem and that we have the ability to really excel in basketball. And I think Mike Bray proved that it could be done, you know, at Delaware.
I was going to say, even when Elena Delladonna and the Chicago Sky are back here, the building's pretty full. Is that a sense that you get that if there's a product that's successful, people will come and watch basketball in this building?
Sure. You know, I was at the game, and again, it was neat to sit there and see the Bob filled like that. And that was my thought. You know, I'd love to see that for all of our men's games and women's games, you know, having that sellout crowd. And I think it is the case. I think there's two things. Number one, I think the people of Delaware love a winner and they get behind them. But I think number two, I think we have to be more aggressive going out and identifying and creating new fans to get them excited about Delaware athletics and having them come in to support it. And we've already made some moves towards hiring more people to be directed towards group sales and getting more groups to come, you know, kids and local, you know, church groups and, you know, social groups and so forth like that. Have them come in, experience it, find out it's a great time, and really develop fans you know, instead of just sitting back and hoping people show up.
And I would imagine for that basketball coach, the men's basketball coach, you would expect that that coach is going to need a little time, as you mentioned, with missing a recruiting class to sort of build that foundation up. That coach might get a little bit more time to get the program where you all would like it to be.
Well, I think, you know, in the sport like basketball, I think you can turn it quickly. You just get a couple, you know, key recruits. You have a coach that's going to coach them up, you know, and I mean, you've seen coaches turn programs around quickly. And I'd like to think the candidates that we've identified are all individuals that have that ability that are going to be able to come in, and we're going to see, you know, the needle start moving right away.
Let's talk a little bit about football. Spring football is wrapping up. You have the spring game this weekend. And that is a program that also seems to be, at this point, on the cusp of kind of having a renaissance to where fans would expect UD football to be. How do you see the football program right now? Do you feel like, you know, Coach Brock now has been able to lay the foundation he wants to bring the program back up to the level that people expect it to be at?
There's high expectations for our football program within the state, and also, you know, nationally, there's an expectation for Delaware to be, you know, in contention every year. So I think Coach Brock has taken his time. He's built the program, like you had said, laid the foundation for how he wants the program to be, and I think we're going to see the fruit of those labors and those efforts this coming fall.
And certainly this weekend is an opportunity for you to kind of connect, as you mentioned, with fans through the Fandemonium event. Sure. That's not only highlights the football team, but other athletics programs here at the university. How important is that to have these type of events, do some of the outreach you talked about in terms of group sales, to connect with fans and build that next generation of Blue Hen fans? Because that seems to be, I guess, you know, the goal of almost any program is how do we build the younger fans, the young alumni?
I mean, you know, the Fandemonium event is a great event, like you had said. It's an exciting weekend on campus. You know, with the football has an alumni golf outing on Friday that brings back all the former players, and they stay around for the spring game on Saturday. But the Fandemonium, you know, it's from 10 to 1. It's a, you know, interactive. We have athletes here, you know, games, you know, all those things for the young kids. Because the one thing I've heard is that, you know, it's the idea of Delaware Athletics. There's two things I've identified as, you know, we're the professional sport team for the state of Delaware. And there's such family tradition that, you know, when we look at our football games, it's a tailgate and it's families coming. And we really want to reconnect with that. And it's getting kids excited about UD athletics so that they, one, maybe play for us one day. If not that, they come as students and then remain fans for life. So we really want to reach out to the kids, make it a great experience. Our athletes are there. We did a downstate day, you know, a few weeks back down in Dover. And again, you know, the local kids really respond to our athletes. You know, they're the professional athletes, you know, for these kids. So it's a great opportunity. There's also opportunities for people to come and select their seats for season tickets. Mm-hmm. And also we have our apparel sale that we've held for the past 2 years in terms of the equipment. So people have a chance to purchase some of the UD stuff that's been worn by our athletes, or, you know, that we have equipment. So they really have an opportunity to connect with our athletic department that way as well.
You mentioned earlier, as I mentioned, the group sales. You mentioned this type of event. I mean, clearly there's no silver bullet to building that fan base, particularly that younger fan base. Are there some other areas that you guys look very closely at in terms of finding ways to connect with fans and as you said, not only make them fans, but, you know, have them come on campus, come to games, and feel like they're a part of UD athletics?
Sure. I think the biggest thing, you know, again, we did focus groups this this spring, and we reached out to a lot of different segments of our market, you know, from season tickets to people who had partial plans and some people that had tickets and no longer come back. And the one thing we saw was the socialization piece. You know, that the Delaware football game, as much as it was a Delaware football game, was also a gathering. It was the place to be, you know, six times a fall, you know, and I think we've lost some of that. And I think that's what we're trying to regenerate, is that as much as the Delaware football game, it's an opportunity to bring the community together, bring the state together, and rally around the football team. So that's what we're really trying to focus on in a lot of our sales efforts this year, is not just selling the game, but also selling the parking spot, the tailgate experience, and everything that goes into a college football atmosphere.